I'm Trace Gillis, and this is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. Governor Jay Inslee signed several Senate Republican Caucus members' bills into law this week. Senator Keith Wagner's measure designates January as Americans of Chinese Descent Month.
This designation honors the hard work, accomplishments, and generations of Chinese Americans in Washington, including new immigrants, and helps us celebrate Chinese culture and the contribution that helped shape this great state. Thanks, Senator Wagner.
All right. Thank you, Governor.
It's taken us 3 years to get this bill across the finish line. Having January designated as Americans of Chinese Descent Month is a gift to the people who deserve it. Chinese Americans make up the largest portion of our Asian population, and they played a great part in building our state, building our railroads and our ports. And I think it's so important to recognize all their accomplishments and also the trials and tribulations.
Making it a little less expensive to have a baby is the motivation behind a new state law from Senator Ron Mazzol.
Having had two grandbabies in the last calendar year, I can attest to the fact that the number of doctor's appointments preceding and post-birth are considerable.
The legislation directs the insurance commissioner to work with healthcare providers to lower or eliminate deductibles and co-pays. Substance abuse evaluations and treatment are on the way for Washington prison inmates nearing release. Inslee signed Senator Chris Gildon's bill that requires a drug evaluation for prisoners considered for early release and requires treatment for those determined to have a substance abuse disorder.
There are times where people are being released into the community custody who have substance use disorders, but yet they're not being connected to services. And so this bill really seeks to fill that gap.
Businesses looking to become employee-owned got a boost. Senator Mike Patton's measure sets up a state program to support businesses considering employee ownership structures.
Employee ownership is a critical tool to help reduce income and wealth disparity, increasing community wealth, creating a more vibrant participatory economy.
People will soon be able to share their antique firearms with museums now that a hitch in state law has been removed. Senator Jeff Wilson's legislation allows firearms transfers to museums.
Firearms that may portray a World War I or World War II setting. Those displays matter to paint history completely accurate.
Inslee signed Senator Drew McEwen's bill to boost funding for rural domestic violence shelters. The measure directs the state to devise a new funding formula for shelters based on demand instead of county population.
Look at and address how we need to adjust this funding formula so that everybody sees an equitable distribution on the state's portion of the funding for these shelters, that we can take care of the women that seek these services that are desperately needed. Unfortunately, across our state,
urban residents often seek refuge in rural areas. Help for small school districts to address their building maintenance needs is on the way. Senator Mark Schessler's legislation allows districts to save some money each year for maintenance because he says sometimes it makes sense for districts to pay cash for repairs or set aside money for emergencies when they arise.
For those major maintenance projects, so they can pay cash for a roof, a boiler, new windows, and other repairs.
Reducing the burden of state land use planning requires on small cities is the goal of a pair of bills signed into law. Shelley Short's measures cut red tape related to the State Growth Management Act.
They reduce redundant planning for our smaller jurisdictions, our smaller cities and smaller counties. It's helpful for local government, but it really will help speed up permitting processes. It'll allow property owners to have certainty in terms of how they develop.
And legislation that's a lifeline for the hospital that serves Toppa Nation, much of the lower Yakima Valley, was also signed into law. Senator Curtis King's bill is designed to help Astria Toppa Nation Hospital.
It is a hospital that is so valued and needed by the Yakimas, by our Hispanic community, and by all the citizens that live in the lower Yakima Valley.
Without the extra funding, the hospital was at risk of closing. The Elephant in the Dome is the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis.